I'll leave it open to questions.
Marcus, this bushrod injury, that happened in practice?
It did. It happened accidentally in practice, yes.
Well, if you can't, I mean, what a concern if he can't go. What does that do?
Well, it's how we've operated, as you know, the last month of the season. We've been without Roberto. We've been without Matt. And we'll see where things are with Bush. Certainly, it's an unfortunate incident. You certainly don't want to get anybody hurt, and then it happens accidentally in practice. That's makes all of us uncomfortable. But we've got to move forward, and we will.
Mark, do you have a sense of the severity?
I don't. We're just going to be optimistic that it. There's nothing that's going to. Take this too long, but it's going to be day to day, and we'll see where we are at the end of the week here, which is coming up very quickly.
Do you have a sense of where Slauson's at and how sort of the ripple effect of all this affects Michael?
I know that Matt and Garz both got work today. I haven't looked at the tape, but they were in uniform and they did work in the team periods, which was part of the plan.
Yeah, with Ola, obviously, will he be?
I think they're exclusive of each other, Dan. Whether or not what we do with our line is going to be dependent on an individual basis on whether those two will be available and will work people in at the tackle position, which we have the availability to do. And again, we'll have to sort that out after tomorrow and see where Bush is at.
In that case, it would be Ola at tackle, it would be Ola.
Well, we're working through that. I mean, we're working through that. Certainly, Mike's an option.
Is Jermon maybe a little bit more difficult to replace just because he has Jason Blindside?
Well, I think that you can make it what you want. I mean, we want our starters to be out there because that's who our starters are. And, you know, we all know that Jermon is a heck of a player, and he's been a guy that we've counted on for the entire time he's been here. And we'll, like I said, we'll see where we very unfortunate incident. Hopefully it's not going to take too long. We'll see. And we'll have to move forward from that.
Is there a setback with
Jeremiah? I wouldn't say there's a setback. I'm saying that he's still going through this process and he hasn't been okayed. And until he is, everyone is independent of itself. There's no two that are alike. We're talking about a concussion here. So I'm hopeful that he'll be back soon. But right now he hasn't passed all the tests.
Mark, because of his team so far, how is that? Carolina,
I'm sorry, I didn't get the start.
From what you've seen so far, how has that Carolina team improved over the last few years?
Well, I can't really speak of the last few years. We didn't see him on tape that much, and a lot of the tape that I looked at last year was defensive tape, not offensive tape. Certainly, I've watched them on offense and know that they have two superior running backs when they're healthy, and their quarterback can be a difference maker. They've got a young receiver in Benjamin who's made an impact on their football team. Olsen's been, a very productive tight end. But I see them this year as they've had a couple of tough weeks. But as you look at them in total, they're still a very physical football team. They're playing without Hardy. They got their linebacker back this week. That'll help. Stewart looks like he's practicing and will have a chance to play. That'll impact their running game. So they're a team that, because they're so sound fundamentally, they don't make a lot of mistakes. They don't turn the ball over. They're number one in the league. I mean, Cam hasn't turned the ball over yet. They've only had three fumbles, which when you play like that, you're going to be in every game. Last week against the Ravens, there were two tip balls for touchdowns. Two dynamic plays, explosive plays for touchdowns. But, this is a very competitive team. They've got a winning locker room. Ron's done a great job with that. They've gone through some adversity the last couple weeks. But when you look at them on tape, defensively, sound on first and second down, third down, dynamic. They do a lot of good things. They have a lot of different fronts. They play a lot more man-to-man coverage. They change personalities dramatically. They play a lot of more man-to-man coverage. They get their hands on people, make it much more difficult to make first downs. And then conversely, when you look at them offensively, you see the things that Cam did the last couple weeks, even being injured. He made some significant, impactful runs and some dynamic throws in the pocket after he'd been hit. So, we've got to go out there and take care of business, and it's going to be two teams that experienced adversity last week and tough losses, and to me, just that's a formula for a very good football game.
You
you talked about Kuechly and Davis yesterday. When you play a team that has linebackers like those two, and you have so many plays to Matt in the second level and quick passes, what does that do to your game plan when you have to keep an eye on those two linebackers?
Well, you know, anytime you have difference-making players, you have to make sure you take care of the difference-making players and try to take them out of the game. And certainly the first part is in the run game and making sure you know that we got to cover those guys up, which won't be easy. And in the passing game, you know, 58 is a heck of a blitzer. He does a lot of blitzing. 59, Kuechly, very good covering, very good. He's long, he's fast, he's smart. And again, when 58's in the game, they're able to play a little more coverage because of his cover ability in zone coverage. He handles the Will linebacker position in cover two as well as some of the greats have done, Lance and the Brookses. I mean, he's impactful in that way, not just in the defending the pass, but also in breaking up the run and covering.
Mark, in their secondary, they're making some changes this week.